At night, Alan sits in an armchair reading a book.
Thank you for transporting me home.
You are a terrific cab driver, and I hope someday to visit your country.
Outside the front door, Charlie searches his trouser pockets.
Damn, where is that key? Here, key.
Aha! Hello, key.
Charlie tries in vain to unlock the door as Alan looks incredulous in the dimly lit living room.
Oh no, wrong house.
I'm lost.
Alan opens the front door.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Alan, come on in.
Why don't you come in here?
I can't, I lost my key.
Charlie saunters inside and casually drops the keys.
Had a few cocktails, did we?
Me too.
Listen, I need to ask you a favor.
Your needs. What about my needs?
Are you capable of having a conversation?
Capable? I just spent 20 minutes discussing open-toed shoes with a fat man from Rangoon. He's a Rangoonian.
We'll talk in the morning.
I wouldn't count on it. Go ahead, you talk. I'll cook.
It's 11:30. Well, what are you cooking?
Good question. And I can give you the answer in two words. My famous homemade chili.
Since when do you make chili?
There's a lot you don't know about me, Alan.
Charlie grabs a pot from the full-up sink.
I am a man of many layers. Strata, if you will.
I see.
A thin crust, magma, and a chewy nougat center.
Great. Anyway, tomorrow I have to go to the DMV to get my license renewed.
Ah, cars. Where would we be without cars? And how would we get there?
He drops an onion.
Run, you're free.
Well, listen, the thing is, I can't take Jake because he's got a book report to do.
I love Jake.
Well, that's good, but will you help him with his report?
I would like nothing better. You want chili?
No, I'm good. But just so we're clear, you'll help Jake.
I love Jake.
Charlie, it's very important.
Relax. I'll take Jake to the DMV to get his license.
Book report.
Beans.
In big gold letters, 2.5 men. Morning, Jake's in the kitchen wolfing down Charlie's chili. Housekeeper Berta wanders in and spots him.
Oh, no. Charlie's blackout chili.
Jake nods.
It's delicious.
No argument there.
Why is it called blackout chili?
Well, sweetheart, sometimes when people drink, they do things they wouldn't normally do. Me, I like to walk into a biker bar and take a swing at the biggest chick there. Your Uncle Charlie, on the other hand, makes chili.
But what's the blackout part?
Oh, geez, Jake. How many times have I told you not to crap up my kitchen?
But I'm not the one who... Oh.
Still, it beats waking up to find pool chalk between your fanny cheeks.
Disheveled, Charlie grabs a mug and turns.
So where's your father?
He went to the DMV. He said you promised to help me with my book report.
Really? It didn't sound like me.
I didn't think so either, but that's what he said.
When's it due?
Monday.
Okay. Today's Saturday. You got plenty of time.
Yeah, but my dad always says if I do my work early, then I have the rest of the weekend to have fun.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
That's what I said.
Let me ask you something. Do you want to do it now?
No.
Then trust your instincts. Here's what you do. You go out, have a good time, let the report percolate in your subconscious. Then, as the deadline approaches and that flop sweat panic hits, those pages will come shooting out of you like lunch from a supermodel.
Well, I do like to percolate.
Attaboy.
What are you doing today?
Well, I've got to write a new jingle for a big credit card company, and they're expecting it on Monday, so I'm going to the track.
Now serving number 38 at window D.
Alan's at the DMV.
I got 42. I made an appointment.
Good for you.
Alan grins at the guy next to him.
What's your number?
I'm 97.
Mm. You're gonna be here forever.
The guy nods.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know what? I'm probably not even going to need this power bar. You want it?
Thanks. You're very kind.
Next time, plan ahead.
You'll do.
I don't know how to work the system.
Again, thanks.
At Charlie's, Jake watches TV.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Bye.
If you need anything, ask Berta.
Okay.
She won't give it to you, but she enjoys being asked.
All right.
Charlie heads off, then stops in the living room and goes back into the TV room.
Turn that off. You're coming with me.
Really? To the track?
It's gotta be better for you than TV.
Jake gets up and follows.
Are we gonna gamble?
No, suckers gamble. We're gonna analyze statistics with proven scientific principles and make wagers based on the resulting data.
Jake looks round at Charlie.
I think I'd rather watch TV.
Come on.
Now serving number 39 at window A.
It appears my time on your planet is almost over.
Excuse me, are you done with your paper?
Oh, sure. Here.
Thank you.
I didn't even have a chance to finish the jumble.
Well, I'll have time.
Oh, hey, 97. That ought to lift your spirits.
I'm ebullient.
She's got 138.
I feel like such an idiot. I didn't even know you could make an appointment.
Well, most people don't. Am I right?
The guy nods and sneers.
Lena.
Oh, I'm Alan.
You have a firm handshake, Alan. I like that in a man.
Well, I'm a chiropractor. My hands are my instruments. And I also carry a little squishy ball in my pocket to head off carpal tunnel.
Ooh.
Charlie drives with Jake in the passenger seat.
How much can I bet?
How much did you bring?
I have to use my own money.
Boy, you really are your father's son, aren't you?
Okay. I have $14.
It's not going to get you very far.
And I have a $50 gift certificate to Pizza Hut. Want to buy it?
Sure. I'll give you $25.
But it's worth $50.
To who?
To Pizza Hut.
Well, then let the good folks at Pizza Hut place a bet for you.
You're just trying to rip me off.
Yeah. I've been staying up nights trying to figure out how to get my hands on your pizza money. Now listen and learn. In any financial transaction, there is one question both parties have to ask themselves.
We're going to a party?
Will you shut up and listen?
I thought we were going to the track.
I swear to God, I will throw you out of this car. Now, as I was saying, the question is, what leverage do I have in this transaction? And the answer for you is none.
Jake's confused.
What's leverage?
Oh, boy. All right. A lever is how you move things. Leverage is how you move people. Now, if we were going to Pizza Hut, and they didn't take real money, and I was starving to death, your gift certificate would give you leverage over me. But alas, this is not the case.
Okay, I guess I'll take $40.
Now you're catching on. But no.
At the DMV.
40 at window E.
I'm sorry, baby. Mama's got to stay here till she gets her license. I'm hungry, too. Oh, I don't know how much longer. You want to come in here and wait with me? All right, you stay in the car and play your video game. Mama loves you, too. I get such little time with him.
Where's his dad?
Damned if I know.
Now serving number 41 at window B.
Oh, he is going to miss his piano lesson.
Alan inspects his ticket.
Listen, why don't you take my number?
Oh, I couldn't.
No. I insist. I've got somebody taking care of my little boy, so I can wait.
That is so sweet.
Now serving number 42 at window B.
Oh, you're up.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Hey, listen, maybe, do you think sometime we could maybe go out?
Mama.
Baby, I thought you were waiting in the car.
My batteries are dead.
That's okay, we're out of here.
You lied to me.
No, I didn't. Baby, you got a piano lesson today?
Yep. Gershwin.
See?
Lena heads off with her biker boyfriend, Baby. The guy next to Alan shrugs.
I thought you had her at Squishy Ball.
Alan shuffles in his seat, looking sheepish. Charlie and Jake are in the queue at the track.
So how much do I get if my horse wins?
You bet 14 at 2 to 1, you win $28.
That doesn't sound like a lot. Why can't I bet the 80 to 1 horse?
You can, but there's dogs with forks and napkins waiting at the finish line for that horse.
What's that mean?
It means the greater the odds, the lousier the horse.
But he could still win, right?
Yeah, and you could still be class valedictorian. But that's not where the smart money goes.
You can make your point without being mean.
Look, if you want me to bet the 80 to 1 horse for you, I will.
Okay, fine.
It'll be a good lesson for you.
You won't be such a know-it-all when I win 4 times 8 is 32, 1 times 0 is 0, $120,000.
All right, two lessons.
Later in the car, Jake counts his winnings.
It's not as much as I thought, but I'm still rich.
You're not rich, you lucky little peckerhead.
Hey, there's no reason for name-calling. Just your smart money.
You want to walk home?
I don't have to walk home. I could take a taxi or a limo.
Or a hearse.
Man. You were so smart to bring this.
The power bar.
Serving number 97 at window A.
Hey, that's me. You hang in there. Thanks for everything.
You're welcome.
I was being facetious.
The guy gets up and heads off. Alan turns to look at an attractive lady in a red top, sitting the other side of him.
Ooh, 99. Lucky you. I'm 138. Been here all day. With my kid waiting in the car.
Nice try.
She grins, gets up and leaves. Charlie and Jake return to Charlie's condo.
Hey, Dad, guess what?
Whoa. He doesn't need to know.
Why not?
Think about it. What's your father going to do when he finds out you've got $1,120?
Don't worry, I'm not going to lend him any.
No, you clod. He's going to make you put it in the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, he's going to give me grief for taking you to the track.
Oh, so I guess that means I've got leverage on you.
Hey, I can live with the grief. Can you live without the money?
No, I love my money.
Okay, so here's what you do. Hide it in your room someplace no one will look.
Oh, I saw this movie once where they put the money in a plastic bag and hung it in the toilet.
Bad idea. Your toilet sees way too much action.
Okay, I'll buy a big safe.
Oh, brilliant. That won't raise any questions. Just stick it in a shoe.
But what if I want to wear it?
Then put it in a different shoe.
But not the same pair, right?
Charlie gestures definitively.
Correct. Now, you have to be careful spending it. You don't want to call attention to yourself.
Okay, I'll just get a plasma TV.
No. No plasma TVs, no computers, no expensive video games. Buy small stuff that no one will notice.
Like donuts.
Okay, perfect.
What about a donut machine?
Okay, you're not hearing me.
I can hide it in the safe.
Okay, get out of here. Hey, where have you been?
I told you. The DMV.
All day? You should have made an appointment.
Alan glowers at Charlie.
Yeah. Next time I'll know. So what did you guys do today?
Oh, not much. We just hung out, ran a few errands.
Oh, did you help him with his book report?
Yes, I did.
Really?
No.
Charlie, you said you'd help him.
Yeah, well, you said you'd only be living here for a couple of weeks. And you weren't drunk when you said it.
Fair enough. So you guys just ran errands all day?
Yes, Aaron's.
Where is he, in his room?
Yes, his room.
Thanks for keeping an eye on him.
No problem. Oh, I have a bad feeling.
Hey, Jake, I'm back. I was thinking...
Alan enters Jake's room just as Jake throws his huge wad of cash into the air. Alan gawps and Jake keeps his arms up.
Uncle Charlie made me go to the track.
Charlie's in the kitchen. He carefully pours himself a scotch, then Alan enters.
What a day. Just sitting and sitting and sitting.
Huh.
Alan takes a drink from the fridge, then loiters next to Charlie.
It's like jury duty, without the fun of sending someone to jail.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. So, you guys ran errands today.
Little rat bastard sold me out, didn't he?
Almost immediately. Why would you take a 13-year-old boy to the track?
Hey,
I thought it would be better than him hanging around the house all day doing nothing.
He was supposed to be doing his book report.
Oh, yeah.
And come to think of it, weren't you supposed to be working on some big credit card jingle?
I'm percolating.
Oh, boy, you are some role model.
Well, one of us has to be.
So, exactly how much did he win?
$1,100.
Wow.
Forget it. He's not going to loan you any.
All right, we'll put it in the bank. It'll be a nice addition to his college fund.
What college fund?
The one with $1,100 in it.
Come on, Alan. He won the money fair and stupid.
So you think I ought to let him keep it?
What's the worst that could happen? So he blows it. It's a life lesson, and we get a donut machine.
What?
It's just money, Alan.
Well, I don't want him to think like that.
Oh, much better he think like you. Squirreling away every dime he makes so he'll have it handy for alimony payments and phone sex.
Alan glares.
For the last time, I misdialed.
Yeah, every Wednesday night for 20 minutes.
Okay, we are not talking about the phone bills. We are talking about teaching Jake sound financial principles, and I am entitled to a date night.
All right, take the money away from him.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be the bad guy.
Well, I'm not going to be the bad guy either.
Why not? It's your fault.
Hey, if you want to point the finger, look for the horse trainer who put crystal meth in Mr. McGlue's feed bag.
Alan looks confused.
I bet that Clydesdale is still running.
Okay. You think you know best? Well, let him keep the money. But mark my words, no good can come from a boy like Jake having that kind of cash to throw around.
Oh, come on, the kid might surprise you.
Jake enters.
Here's $100.
What's that for?
I broke a lamp.
He casually heads out again. Charlie's at the piano.
It's the card that's accepted all over the globe. Something, something. Terry Cloth Road.
Hey, have you seen Jake?
Oh, little Lord Fartleroy? Well, he wasn't pleased with grilled cheese for lunch, so he walked down to the Red Lobster for their all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp.
Wonderful.
He lined his pockets with foil before he left.
You think this is funny?
So the kid gets to throw some money around. What's wrong with that?
Hey, Richie Rich back with my crab legs yet?
No. You don't understand. Money gives him choices and freedom.
Yeah, so?
I don't have choices and freedom. Why should he?
Dad, Uncle Charlie, come out and see what I just bought.
Oh, I have another bad feeling.
There's a filthy dirt bike outside. Jake dons a helmet.
Oh, Jake, where did you get that?
A guy had it in the back of his pickup truck at the gas station and had a for sale sign.
Oh, no.
I asked him how much it was and he said how much he got. And I told him $1,106 and he said it's your lucky day. Can you believe that? That's two lucky days in a row.
Alan clenches his jaw and turns to Charlie.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You did not ride that thing here.
Oh, no, I pushed it. I figured I can ride it on the beach.
Well, you figured wrong. It's too dangerous.
Don't worry, I got a helmet. I traded him for a bag of crab legs. Can you help me take it down to the beach now?
No, you're not riding that thing.
Yeah, well, I bought it with my own money, so you can't tell me what to do.
Alan turns to Charlie again.
Really, I am as sorry as I could possibly be.
Well, let me just show you how cool it is. Look, the guy told me how to start it.
Jake tries to kickstart the bike, and it falls apart. He looks up from the wreckage at Alan.
This is a mighty to tune up.
Berta comes outside.
So where are my crab legs?
Alan comforts Jake in his bedroom. Charlie's there.
Go ahead, say it. I'm stupid and I got ripped off.
No, nobody thinks that.
I wouldn't say nobody.
Charlie.
Oh, come on. It's not the end of the world. Look, Jake, sooner or later, every guy gets hustled.
Even you?
Even me. I remember once when I wasn't much older than you, I spent $100 on a bag of oregano.
Alan stares into space as Jake looks confused.
Oregano?
Your uncle was making spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, in a parked car before I went to the Pink Floyd Lazarium show.
Thank you. Now, the important thing is that you learn something that'll serve you for the rest of your life.
What's that?
Always buy motorbikes and oregano from authorized dealers.
No, that is not the lesson.
A fool and his money are soon parted?
No.
Don't run with scissors?
Do you mind?
Go ahead, I'm down to don't eat the yellow snow. That's not it, is it?
No, the lesson here is that when a little extra money comes our way, we do the smart thing, and we put it in the bank, where it makes reasonable interest at minimal risk. And then we have it for a rainy day. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Attaboy. Trust me, there is no better feeling than knowing you have a little nest egg to fall back on.
Alan saunters out of the room.
There are at least 8 better feelings.
Charlie!
Coming!
ITFC audio description.